Yeah, but I mean, let's be real. Like she's been dishonest from the beginning. I mean, she was seeing Taryn, she was seeing Justin. She didn't want one to find out about the other. She didn't tell the guy she supposedly wants to be in a relationship with that she is, you know, she's married. I mean, how do you not tell someone that you're married, that or were married? That's one of the first things that should come up. I mean, Danielle divulged weird information at the beginning.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. And I am your host, Angelica. This is a podcast that talks about a little bit of everything. So sit back and enjoy the show. It's 90 Day Fiancé time with my co-host,
the Coupon Queen, Ben.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. We are recapping 90 Day Fiancé, The Single Life, part one of the tell-all. But before we even get into all the juicy details, how you doing, Coupon Queen, Ben?
Team Debbie, Team Debbie, Team Debbie. Oh, sorry. I'm super stoked.
So, with this part one of the tell-all, we're gonna dive into it right away because we still got part two to recap next week. So, it was nice to see all the couples appear except for Miss Brittany. Brittany, I can say, I feel like we should just get started with her because she did not arrive. Apparently, she checked into her hotel and then ended up checking out of her hotel late in early morning. So they can't really track her, find her out. We do see that Mr. Terrence, if I'm saying his name right, is there because I guess he's just like, all right, so if you're going to be there, I'm going to be there type ordeal. But it turns out he does not know where Brittany is. I'm not even sure are they even still together, but again, she is like the professional ghoster. So she really go apparently has been ghosting him, and they've been trying to call her behind the scenes, and he has no clue. Like he's been trying to call her, hangs up, tries to like text her, no message, calls her again as told by the producers, can you please try to get a hold of her? But nothing. And I'm just like, she really likes to cause a lot of attention because she needs it and she wants and she's hungry for it. But it's unfair for the other 90 dayers to be waiting on her. So I'm glad the whole production team decided to kind of like, let's move on and see what happens.
Yeah, I think she really thought that they were going to just wait for her. I don't know. It was just really rude. I felt bad for Terrence. I'm not even going to front. I felt so bad for Terrence, who came all the way to New York from Detroit and thought that he was going to be sitting there with someone he believes he's in a relationship with.
Exactly. And for I honestly feel bad for him. And he's such a great guy. And he's been really honest with her from the beginning. And he's been super sweet and respectful. And the fact that she does this to him, like, how could you? Like, what is going through that head of yours that you are disrespecting this man? And he just felt like he didn't want to be there. Like, what's the point of me being there? But I'm glad he ends up sticking around.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be real. Like she's been dishonest from the beginning. I mean, she was seeing Taryn, she was seeing Justin. She didn't want one to find out about the other. She didn't tell the guy she supposedly wants to be in a relationship with that she is, you know, she's married. I mean, how do you not tell someone that you're married, that or were married? That's one of the first things that should come up. I mean, Danielle divulged weird information at the beginning. So, I mean, common things when getting to know someone, one of being, hey, you know what? I'm divorced. So that people know what they're getting into. I say, I'm calling Britney Spears' initials right off the bat on Miss Britney. See, Britney Spears initials, Britney. Yeah, well, I'm calling Britney Spears initials on her because this is too much. It's too much. You ghosted the man. You've been on and off with him. You didn't tell him the truth about seeing Justin. You have been all over the place. Yeah, no, it's a no-go for me with Miss Britney. Definitely a no-go for Miss Britney. And I'm not sure I want to see her back on our screens. I'm really not sure I want to see her back on the screen because it's just like, why? For what? To boost her weird, weird rap career? I mean, it's just like, ugh. I'm feeling some type of way about Miss Britney. I feel like she hasn't been telling the truth. She's going the way of Miss Tiffany, and that's exactly the way I feel about it. Like, you know, I have to call, like I said, I have to call Britney Spears' initials on Britney. Britney, Britney.
I totally agree. She has been shady, professional ghosters. She just wants the fame.
And that's it. She's here for the fame. So can we move on from Miss Britney? I am so over her.
Let's move on, please. Let's get into Danielle, because we did get to see some of her story, also her journey through the single life. Robert does make an appearance. And, of course, her Instagram friends, too.
Well, we knew if Danielle was showing up, so were her Instagram friends. But I felt bad that Robert didn't show up. And what was his... like his big excuse for ghosting her after two dates? Like, I thought she had really found the one and he seemed to be into her, but it's just like, what? But I really think after he saw some of her backstory, he wasn't too thrilled. And especially the fact that she admits that she talks to Muhammad every day. Guys, I have exes. I don't talk to them every day. Who does that? I mean, do you have ex-boyfriends that you talk to every day for like no reason?
Oh gosh, no. Like once I leave you, I leave you. If I see you like randomly, I'll say hi and how's life and how things are going. But I'm not going to be picking up the phone like she does with Muhammad and be like, hey, how's work? What are you doing? Like, this is the problem. She complains how she needs an apology. She needs to go back and to really just, I need to get that apology. I need to move on from this horrible experience that I had through this divorce process and what you did to me on national television. But how are you still talking to this person? I feel like Robert had, like you mentioned, had seen her backstory, has seen all the clips and everything because it's everywhere. You can't miss it. And I kind of feel like he's just like, who am I? Like you're devoting, like Molly said, if you're devoting your energy to that one person, then you're kind of forgetting the other one. I know she didn't say that like exactly, but she kind of said something around that. And she's right. Like, she would feel upset if Kelly said, you know, was still talking to the ex-girlfriends. I would be.
Yeah. I mean, I would be too. I mean, who wants anyone that's devoting all of their energy to an ex?
Right. Exactly. And this woman keeps asking for this apology, and this apology. But when I found out and they said it there that she still talks to him, then obviously Robert's going to have second guesses. Like, so do you want to hang out with me? I know there's no strings attached. There isn't any. They're just seeing each other. They're not really officially a couple. But it's not fair for Robert. It's not fair for anybody who's actually liking you, who actually, because we've seen Robert really get close with Danielle, like in a way of like he wants to kiss her, he wants to hug her, and you know, but you're not letting him because it's like, oh, could you imagine? Like, he's maybe there is an experience where they've gone out and then Muhammad ends up calling her and then he's probably like turned off by it. We don't know that.
Right. And another thing to me is, who wants to get into a situation where you feel you don't have a chance? Like, you're already defeated from the beginning because she's still in a serious relationship with her ex. So I totally agree. You know, I mean, to me, I think he should have said something from the beginning, but he didn't really share what his thoughts were after. He just says that he didn't like the way Muhammad treated her and he would have treated her better. But it seems like they're going to get back together and do something. So we can only see and only hope.
Exactly. And I'm just like, you know, there's no point of being with somebody who's devoting their energy to their exes, especially when they're being spoken to every day. It's not like they have kids. It's not like they had kids together. You know, it's not like they share a dog or a cat or a bird, whatever it is. And you have to kind of be like, hey, you're going to pick up Tommy because, you know, no, like they are completely gone their separate ways and she's still in communication with them. And I feel like this is going to hurt her in other relationships, because how could you still be talking to somebody? Why are you still talking to him? What do you owe him? Like, seriously, he owes you. Just move away. Okay, you know what? I feel like I'm over blabbling about Danielle here. I feel like we need to move on.
Okay, let's move on. So, do we get the weird micro elephant out of the room?
Let's do it.
So, you guys know that we decided that we weren't going to talk about Micro Ed, aka Big Ed, aka Please Cry for Any Reason. Let me sit there and blink like a 3-year-old that's trying to cry so everyone feels sorry for me. Yeah, I had to get all of that out. But yeah, so he gets there and he's surprised that Liz is there. Why, dude? Why? So he's trying to make, of course, everyone feel bad for him because he doesn't feel he's deserving of love, which we've heard this, blah, 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 da, 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 da. And that's exactly the way I feel about that. But Liz actually starts to give her side of the story and say, you know what, they had actually moved in together. And coming to find out, he wouldn't let her pick anything in the house. He wouldn't allow her, even the pictures of her and her daughter, he picked them out and how he wanted them placed. And guys, you thought the whole shower curtain with him and Teddy is creepy? He has a shower curtain of his face. You know, and he's sitting there and he's like, you know, to me, I was starting to feel like if you looked up the word narcissist and on Google, his picture would show up. But he's sitting there and he's trying to gaslight her and I never meant to do this and how things were her fault. But she said something that hit me really, really hard. And that was, he kept telling her that it wasn't going to work out. So to me, if you're telling a person that it's not going to work out, you already have plans on at some point ditching them. So it's like, here we go. Like, why? But the funny thing is, Norma, his mom, gets on and says what she wants for him, because it seems like Norma never got anyone else's side on this. She only listened to her son. And she didn't really see how he mistreated Rose, of course, where we all saw that last season, and how he now has mistreated Liz. And it's so crazy. But she wants him to find someone that loves him. And it's like, your son has found a couple of people that have loved him. He just wants to use them for the fame. He wants to be Big Ed. He wants Big Ed to be a household name. No, no, and no. So the crazy part is they bring out his daughter, Tiffany, and she actually starts talking to Liz and says, I'm sorry for the way I treated you. I shouldn't have treated you that way. But she was more angry with her father than she let on. And then when Liz left him in Vegas, he then goes and blames Tiffany for that. Like, how are you blaming your daughter for someone walking out on you? No, this was all your fault. First of all, no one told you to bring your daughter to meet them without saying, hey, you know what? I'm planning on you meeting my family. You know, and we've heard her say on even on different interviews, she really loved him. This is not something that she was faking. I mean, it's just, this man is beyond. He kept arguing back and forth with Cult. And believe it or not, it was just like you could see where Cult was getting under his skin and Cult was getting the better of him and telling him off. But again, Team Debbie, because when Mama Debbie stepped out and during Cult and Vanessa's segment and Ed had something to say, oh my gosh, this woman lit into him like a goat on fire. Okay? She gave him the business and told him what a piece of crap she thought he was, and he had no right to speak, and he was just using people, and he needed to stop finding little girls, which we've all been saying, and he needed to find someone his own age, not someone to manipulate. I was just like, oh my gosh, go Debbie, go. I never thought I would be Team Debbie, but dear goodness. Yes, Mama Debbie. Yes, 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 I am here for it. So, oh my goodness, but it just seems like he's not getting it. He's still determined to be the schlubby schlub that he is. And part of the reason, if you guys want to go find it, is the leaked conversation between him and Liz. It's the reason we really don't discuss him. But yeah, that's pretty much how Ed's segment went down.
Yeah, I was just like, go Team Debbie, go Team Debbie. And you know what really irritated me, which was the fact that he's like, my therapist told me I don't love myself. But yet, we've clearly see you have a tattoo of yourself on your leg. You have these stickers all over. You have a house full of items that have yourself on them. Example, the curtain that Liz has expressed and other items that are his that say literally shout out Big Ed. And you know, I need to give a clap to Liz for showing up. Even though she didn't want to be there, she did show up. She literally was able to say her truth and stand up for herself, because I could imagine how bad it would have become if she never showed up, because he would have bashed her left, right, and center. So I'm glad she actually showed up. I'm glad her daughter showed up. I'm happy she did, and she spoke the truth. Like, there's so many signs here of how horrible of a person, disgusting he is. But yeah, it's, you know, it's never his fault, because he's Big Ed, and I'm going through therapy, and I don't love myself, and all this other nonsense. And you know what? I'm glad the rest of the cast was able to step in and tell him pretty much the same thing what Liz was trying to say and what the daughter was trying to say. It was just brutal. It was literally the first part of the tell-all was the Ed show and everybody just really attacking him. You guys have to watch it, because there's so much of the back and forth with other cast members and how they're just telling him, like, you know, you need to just grow up and figure what you want to do. And I was just like, this is crazy.
That is so true. That is so true. So, oh my gosh. Because since most of the beginning of it was the Ed show, I think we only have one more couple to talk about right now.
Yep.
Which is Colt and Vanessa, because we really didn't get to Fernanda yet, and we haven't gotten to Male and Cap Kelly. So, oh my gosh. Well, as we know, Colt moves really, really fast. They went from just being friends to being boyfriend and girlfriend, going away for the weekend, and guess what? Now they're engaged. Woohoo! Well, everyone was as about as surprised as we were on that panel. It was really, really hard to take and really, really hard to deal with. So it was like, oh my gosh. But everyone wanted to know, why did Colt move so fast? His explanation being, hey, well, I've known Vanessa for a while. And, you know, I really, really just wanted to be with her. So obviously, somehow, it works for them. But what really came up was their jiggy time, which from what Vanessa really, really got a chance to explain during the tell-all is Colt just talks too much during it, which makes it really, really awkward and long and monologuing. And it's not even like there's role play going on. He's just telling a story. I don't know about you, but I find that very weird.
I find it so weird. Like, who the hell's talking for like 4 hours while you're very intimate with your partner? It's funny because my husband actually watched the tell-all with me, and he's just like, besides the rest of the episode, he was just like, wow. Like, what kind of man talks through 4 hours? And it's just like, he even asked, like, does this guy even have a job? And I said, no, he actually quit his job because clearly he's too comfortable with TLC and getting paid that he quit his job as a computer programmer. And I'm just like, he has nothing else to do. Like, he's just, is he really just rocking and rolling all the time? Like, now that's the new thing. It's the rocking and rolling. Thank you, Swellu. But like,
I mean, think about it. Even when we saw him before he got with Vanessa, when he was doing the speed dating, and he was another one that was just giving way too much information. Like, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, well, I have like 6 cats and I'm doing this and I live with my mother. And by the way, I'm unemployed right now. So yeah, I'm so awesome. You should date me. No, dude, you are a disaster waiting to happen. So when Vanessa says he talks a lot during, you know, the rocking and the rolling, I think she's right.
It's crazy. I cannot believe how much he ended up sharing. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm hearing this. I just can't believe I am hearing this.
No, I can't. It's so weird. But then the other thing is that he's saying, well, it's not just about the jiggy time. It's about the intimacy and the bond and the, okay, but here is my question. And I really want to know this. What the heck is intimate about a monologue? Like, monologues are what supervillains do in superhero movies. And if I want to go to a poetry reading or a poetry slam, I will go to a poetry reading or a poetry slam. I don't want that during rocking and rolling time. I don't know. But remember, again, these two are rumored to be married already. So somehow the talkative, jiggy, rocky, rolly time works for Miss Vanessa.
And we do get a flashback of them getting married again. So, getting engaged. And I was just like, I can't believe it. We're watching this. But yeah, that was an interesting topic to talk about, especially with everybody else there, all your castmates. We had Mother Debbie, of course, we briefly spoke to her about that, and she was okay with them getting married or getting engaged. I'm kind of confused here. I'm like, I don't know why I'm confusing both, but she was okay with them getting engaged, but they do have a lot of problems that they had to sort out through. But it seems like she's happy anyway for them. But, you know, we've heard previously that she knows that Vanessa is the only one that can cut his crap, right?
Yeah, that is what we have heard. So who knows? I don't know. But Vanessa did move into the house. So again, we have the weird throuple of Culty, Mama Debbie, and we've replaced Larissa with Vanessa? I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Wow. So was there anything else that we could be missing? But guys, you really have to watch the tell-all. We're not going to go into specific details because it was really the Ed show. We're just bringing up the stuff that we did not know about, that it was said during this tell-all. But I do like the fact that Liz came out and stepped up for herself and be able to tell us what really went down and the type of a-hole this guy is, and reassures us the type of person this guy is too. So overall, the cast members were really supportive of Liz, and I noticed of everybody else, which is a good shift and change, because, you know, most of these tell-alls, everyone's going at it with each other, like, you know, like the previous one, especially with Julia and Yara and Rebecca and Natalie and all of them when we last saw them. So I was just like, it was great to see them be super supportive. I was just like, oh my gosh. And the fact that, and I hate to say this, Culty was like making sense. And I'm like, what is happening? How is this guy making sense to me?
Well, right, maybe now Vanessa is good for him.
Right? Right?
Because Cult was like making super sense. He has now become like the 90-day Dr. Phil Whisperer. I don't know.
Right? He like learned something, and it's true. I feel like him and Vanessa work out, but I was like, wow, okay, he's making sense. Like, for once in this whole entire franchise of seeing Culty so many times, I was just sitting there like clapping. I was like, oh my gosh, Culty's making sense. What is going on? What is happening to me? Like, did I drink something? Did I inhale something? Because I'm like, I cannot believe what I'm watching right now. But Culty made sense. I loved how the cast really came together and really defended Liz. And because, yeah, you guys know, I have strong feelings of dislike for Ed. And I, you know, seeing him act that way, like he thought, you know, I'm the innocent guy that just feels sorry for me because, you know, you're the one that hurt me. Like, no, buddy, you're not getting away with this. So thank you, Liz, for showing up.
Definitely. Thank you, Liz, for showing up and saying your piece and not being afraid to stick up to Big Ed.
Exactly. I definitely agree. Well, is there anything else to add? Because I know part one was a little bit, again, about the Ed show. We didn't want to do part two yet because there's a lot of moving parts, it seems like, for part two, and we haven't watched it. I don't know if there's anything else to add before we wrap this up.
No, not really.
Alrighty then. So guys, we're going to be talking about part two next week. We're going to go live again at 5 p.m. Eastern. There is a new series coming out on Discovery Plus with the 90 Day Couples. I'm not sure if it's not going to be the food stuff, the Food Diaries. There's actually a new series. I know Single Life part two is being filmed, process of filming right now. So we'll see what happens, but we're going to figure out what show is coming out. I'm not sure if it's 90 Day Fiancé Journeys or another season of Diaries. We'll figure it out for you guys to keep the Tuesday 90 Day Fiancé going. If there isn't, we may take a break for just one day, but we will let you guys know next week what's happening. And yeah, like I cannot wait for part two. Watch more part two, but don't forget to check out anchor.fm CQP Moments podcast. She's got an amazing guest that has aired the past couple months, and she's got many more coming up. Don't forget, this Friday we have a new episode of Shower Karaoke. If you want to submit a song to us that you would love us to sing, please send it over on either CQP Moments or myself. And don't forget that every Tuesday we're on Clubhouse at 4 p.m. Eastern time. And oh yes, we did miss you on.
I'm sorry, guys. I did not get to go to Clubhouse this week, and unfortunately, my schedule did not permit. As you guys know, I do other things. So, but I will be back on Clubhouse soon. I promise.
Of course, we missed you. Definitely, it was a bit different, but hey, we still had a good conversation. And yeah, guys, don't forget to check out Jared Karaoke this Friday at 12 a.m. Eastern. And that's all we have for now.
Bye, guys.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm Jessica with the Beautiful Feet Podcast.
Hey, it's your boy Bromar, host of The Bromar Show.
Hello, everyone. It's the Coupon Queenpin from the CQP Moments Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. The Gentleman of The Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Hi, this is Stephanie Valente, your local massage therapist.
And you're listening to a little bit of everything with Angelica.
That's it for now, and thank you for tuning in on another episode of A Little Bit of Everything with me. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on the podcast platform that you're listening to.